Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the after show, the Bob of the Love Sponge show, exclusively on Twitch today.
That's it.
Four Box Willie, Quad Squares. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Man, does Scott, the sales pig,
fucked.
Even have any fucking idea?
He poked the bear.
He ain't got no idea.
You know, like, you may think that you're quick on your feet. You may think that you can call me out. Motherfucker, you have no idea. I've been fucking with people.
Yep.
For I've made a career with being really fast on my feet, being able to dress you the fuck down, and when you've poked me in the chest,
woo, on your own show. And here's the thing: it's easy to do it kind of over the phone, not face to face, but you will take it to, you know, you'll take it to the house. You're gonna embarrass him in front of everybody.
Well, especially when I've told him I'm gonna take it to the house.
Yeah.
And he says, "Bring the fucking house on." And now, you know, Blitz, now had I had him, he's like, okay, Bubba, you know, please, you know, let's not embarrass me in public. Let's stop. Like, we can stop with all that bullshit. I would take that under consideration. But when he said, motherfucker, bring it. Mm-hmm. Ooh, now I look like a pussy for not bringing
right.
it.
Look, I'm pretty quick-witted and I can do that. But when it comes to like a battle like that, I don't want to go against you.
do you think he thought you were going to back it down?
I don't know.
Well, what he's trying to do is, like, I understand how
he's
males
trying to
operate.
He's trying to disarm me.
No, he's challenging your dominance. So on your own show, you're the alpha dog, and he's saying, I'm not scared of this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy to do that, again, over the phone, but face-to-face in front of everybody. I've seen how you work. You come in like a goddamn fucking hurricane. You're going to do it's going to hit landfall and destroy a lot of homes.
And I forgot more fucking with people techniques than you know, buddy.
Well, just at this point to you, it's natural.
Yeah, it's how I roll.
Yeah.
Who you are.
Yeah.
And I don't like you. And you fucking publicly poked me in the chest. Man, I'm bringing my megaphone. I swear to God, I'm bringing my motherfucking megaphone.
Can I implement one rule, please?
Yeah.
No megaphone in the car.
Granted.
So,
Blitz, we can put the megaphone
in the back
beyond my T-Rex reach, which is about 4 foot.
I'm glad you said it.
So if he would
have, no, I won't have it on unless I really got. I'm getting churned the fuck up.
Are you getting mad?
I'm thinking I'm Blitz. I'm Shane just asked me, please have Blitz heavily medicate you.
Okay.
So they're asking me, you know, be heavily medicated.
All right.
If you would have kind of been more apologetic or kind of like, yeah, hey, sorry, Bubba, like in the beginning, would you have gone after him still? Or like, yeah,
now,
you know, Bubba was a little creepy. Maybe
he
could have
played it. He could have played it a lot different with me.
Well, you knew that he was going to poke you because he wanted you to call him. Like, what
right.
the fuck?
And he was, I guess Shane said he was bragging in the area that I can handle Bubba. Watch this. I'll handle this motherfucker. That's what he said.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
I mean, he didn't do that bad today. But going forward, he's not.
Well, here's the thing. He's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. If he brings a date, you're going to totally embarrass her and him. And if he doesn't bring a date, you'll totally embarrass him for not bringing a date and being a pussy.
Yep.
Yeah, he just, he put him,
he's
he
fucked.
He painted himself in a fucking corner with
me.
And it's all going to end badly because I'm not going to give you my technique, but I wonder what Justin Clark's saying about it right now.
I feel bad for the date if he
Justin
brings
Clark's
one.
Like, thank God it's not me. I don't care who it is.
That's
Scott,
why he was
Scott, Fred, Steve. I don't care who.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, bring anybody the heat
but
to
me.
Him
anybody
at the party
but me.
Too.
Yeah. True.
Because now your focus is on the sales pitch.
I know what
him.
That feeling feels like, Bubba. And there's nothing better than when you're in a deep, shitty situation and somebody else starts taking heat. It's like, I imagine what an orgasm feels like. Haven't had one in so long, I forgot. It is fucking grand.
Oh, man. I can't wait to see. If he doesn't show up with anybody, he looks like a pussy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If he shows up with somebody, we all think he paid for it.
And you're gonna. I feel
and
like
I'm
you're
going
dress
to
her down
and I'm
too.
Gonna publicly ask. I know. And I'm gonna use.
Yeah,
every
let me
fucking...
see your dong. That's what you're gonna ask her.
Oh,
wow, flips.
If he brings the same one.
Huh. Oh, Christ. But yes, he'll probably do that.
Oh, yes.
We won't be live on Twitch. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, but I guarantee you, Blitz or somebody's gonna have some fucking shit rolling. We gotta roll on
oh,
this.
Oh fuck
shit.
Yeah, we will.
We gotta roll on this shit. We can't miss this. Everybody, this is a huge
10,000 stars.
Yeah,
dress down this motherfucker.
I wonder if he's frantically trying to get a hold of. Like, I wonder if he had any plans on taking somebody. Or
no, he didn't. Because then he would have said, "I'm bringing so and so."
Yeah, or he had plans on taking someone. It was like, there's no way this person can handle all this, so I need to find somebody else.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can't bring everyone. Like, there's only a few people you can bring into a situation like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you think about
she's
it.
She's going to get shit on no matter what.
But here's Poor the deal. Thing. Here's the deal. He's not going to be honest with her on what she's getting into. You know he isn't. Or otherwise, a girl wouldn't go.
Well,
but say, I mean, like, if you're like, hey, listen, we're going to our annual party, and there's a guy named Bubba. And he can listen to the show. He does mornings. His name's Wilder Love Sponge. Yep. Anyway, he is a motherfucker.
Yep.
And he's going to fuck with me. How do you know he's going to fuck with you? Well, because I just know.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks that he can't be honest with her because nobody will go with him if he's fucking honest with
no,
them.
But right. Anyone he brings, he needs to warn them, here's what's going to happen, and then try to explain the best he can.
Or
the worst thing, no, the worst thing is to not say anything and just let her get ambushed. You can't have that.
But also, it has to be someone he literally doesn't give a fuck about and doesn't want to see again because she's not going to talk to him ever again after this. So it has to be someone that he just paid for the night, whatever. But no one he's going to want to see again.
Well, yeah, and I disagree with Blitz in the fact that I don't think you can even, as you're
prepare.
Lining up your date, you can even mention this.
No.
Because no girl's going to go. She's like, okay, I'm going to go to a date with you where this guy has already said that he's going to fuck with you and me, and he's going to ask if I'm a whore and how much you paid for me and where's my Adam's apple and, you know, all that shit.
No.
Okay, so
you mean a guy can't even tell a bitch she's getting into that because she ain't going.
No, you're if it's somebody he doesn't care about and never wants to see again, then yes, you don't say a word and just let her just take
it. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, there's that. But if it's somebody you know, you have to warn him. Like, she has to know.
I don't think he's going to bring somebody. I don't think he's going to bring somebody.
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, I got all kinds of tech. I don't even want to blitz. I got through my little head what I'm going to do. A series of things. A series
don't,
of...
Don't say it on the air.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay, good.
But I got a whole... If he's got somebody what I'm doing, if he doesn't got somebody what I'm doing,
yeah.
I got fucking like five or six scenarios I'm running through my little head. I think about this shit. I mean, I'm pretty spontaneous and quick on my feet, but I also, you know, think about
now
it a little bit.
Now you got 5 days to fucking prep.
Yeah, now I got 5 days to fucking prep.
Is he going to bring someone hot or is he going to bring...
He's not going to bring
a
anybody.
Beast.
He's going to bring a beast.
Who is the beast? Can I know?
The beast.
Can I
beast.
Know who that is? Are you making fun of me?
I've never heard Tyler laugh so hard.
Is it me?
I got a text yesterday. And I just,
from a
I,
beast.
I can't, from a beast. I got a text. I go, look at this fucking beast. And I showed Blitz and Tyler that. That's all I'm saying. I got a text from a beast, and I go, look at this fucking beast. And they're like, oh, my God, it's a fucking beast. And I go, we can't let anybody know who the fucking beast is because it's
nope.
full hot.
Nobody.
A lot of hot. Hey, I get lots of texts from lots of people, okay?
Yeah. Look, if she's going to send herself like that, man, that's on her.
If she's going to send me shit like that, yep. and you're a fucking beast,
yep.
I don't even know how you got my number, bitch. So anyway, listen, Blitz, I'm thinking about changing my number.
You've been saying that for a long time.
Yeah, but I've had this fucking 512 number a long time.
So I kind of had the same problem. I actually went and got another phone and another number.
Burner?
It's my iPhone. But I don't, like...
You had to get it.
Yeah.
I don't even know that number.
Because I don't really carry it, so I don't want to give it out. But it's like, should I...
Yeah, you ought to get that off that fucking bullshit Android and go over to here. Even your girlfriend's got a fucking Apple.
Right.
Yeah. You guys
your boss and best friend, me, got an Apple. You like got an Apple. Probably the bitch that fucking you had to call 911 for the respirator. She got an Apple.
Actually, no, she's got an Android.
Yeah.
Well, that's why.
The only reason why I got it is I told you the second that the new ones come out, I'll buy it. And I did. I've had it for like a month or two now.
The iPhone 13?
Yeah.
And I just saw
everyone here has an Apple except for you.
You're the, well, I have one. Imagine that.
But you don't use it with like group text and stuff.
I know. But I'm trying to figure out, should I transfer my old number over, which I really can't do because I have to keep the other phone for like another year, or buy it. That's another grand. I'm not paying for that. Or like just start telling people, hey, this is my new number. I'm kind of on the same boat as you.
Well, I don't have two phones. I have one, and I'm thinking about just getting a new fucking number.
Yeah.
Just because, but then again, I got to text like Dion and all these fucking people that don't like, that don't like you to do that.
Right.
It's annoying.
That's the thing. It's like you almost need to keep your old number for a few months to see who contacts you.
I just need to block motherfuckers more.
Bob Army, New Hampshire, $20.
Be more selective on who you give your number out to.
Yeah, or Blitz, I think on the iPhone, you can actually go through and not let some people through.
Yeah, it's the ignore.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're not blocked. They're just ignored. Does that mean you can't get? Does that mean you can't get texts from them too, Willami?
Correct.
Do you know how to do that?
Yeah, you just go into their profile.
You can't get texts from them, or like it just doesn't notify you.
It doesn't notify you.
So if you go into your text manually, you see them.
Yes.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. That's
you
good.
Don't get, all right. Like, so you go.
So Android does the same thing.
In. Let's say I pick a person. Let me see here that I don't really want to fucking. I don't want to lose their number, but I don't want to hear from them necessarily. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let me see here. Okay, I got one. Now what do I do? Oh, it says that person's blocked. Oh, okay. Hold on here.
The beast.
All right, here's this. All right, this person's not blocked, but he's some person that he's got my number, but I don't really like him. There really wouldn't be any reason I'd want to talk to him.
Well, that's a good candidate.
So you go in there, hit info.
Okay, and hit info.
And then just hit hide alerts. And it pretty much silences him.
Hold on. Hit info. Do I hit edit?
Yeah, edit.
Edit. Okay. And then it goes to...
Oh, sorry. Well, no. Are you looking at a text room? Are you looking at a text room? That's the way I was doing it.
Am I going to what?
You're looking at his info. Like, so it says call, video,
no, info. It says message, call, video, mail, pay.
Pay?
Oh, because you could pay.
Apple Pay or
Apple
some
pay,
bullshit.
Right.
Edit. Delete.
Yeah, now, do you have this person listed under C or P?
B.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was Creatine Travis or Paper Tiger.
No. You better fucking say you're sorry immediately.
Say you're sorry.
So, look, you can see who it is, see? Mm-hmm. You can see that that's a person that I don't really care about anymore. So, see?
Baba, why are you blocking me?
You're not doing anything more than I was fucking doing.
Did you expect anything else?
Huh? Here, I'll show you what mine looks like.
This is the person. Don't whip out your dick.
See how it says high alert? Yeah, but that means I'd have I haven't corresponded with this guy.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you don't know deep down.
Oh.
I don't think it's even that deep down.
It's not.
You guys don't know who it is.
No.
I guarantee you they don't know who it is. Would you not agree, Lummy, that they don't know who I'm trying to fucking get rid of?
100%.
Oh, probably, yeah. I mean, you have like 8 million contacts.
Yeah.
There's no way that anyone would guess that.
Yeah. But I don't want to like block that guy, but I don't want to hear from him that much.
Well, see, that's the thing is when he does it.
Daddy,
that's...
I know how to do it.
That motherfucker didn't know how to do shit.
That's what he just piped up and said, I know how to do it. Go in there, go in there and show him, Tyler.
No, no, just get on your fucking slate. How do you do it?
Okay, so go to your messages where you have, like, all the messages, like, lined up, okay?
But
He just said that's what I just told him, Tyler.
This guy's never sent me a message.
So that's what I was just trying to show
him. Can you
him.
Tell him, hey, can you send me a message so I can block you?
Yeah. Dear friend who I don't want to talk to, can you send me back a text so that I can put you in a category where you can't send me no more fucking texts?
Or you can send your infamous text that you send everyone, right, Tyler?
Hey.
Lose my number.
No, you just say, hey.
Hey, let me.
That's always your first text.
I fucked all that. I'm just going to get it. I don't know. No, let me. Did you get a hold of Caviar?
He was still sleeping. I got to talk to him at about 11 o'clock.
I thought we had it in our world somewhere.
I think we have a tape of it. I was going to go through the tapes. Because
I really want to make a video. There's been a video.
Yeah, the one he drew.
Right here. By the way, have you heard this before, Anna?
No.
My favorite.
It's one of my favorites. If I had my own personalized GPS.
Yeah.
Like me talking, it's pretty fucking funny. And there used to be Caviar Tacos made a cartoon of this.
And I think I think we have it in the, I'm going to look for it after.
I think somebody else posted it up on YouTube.
Someone did, but it's not of the cartoon now. The cartoon's down. It's just the thing.
Anyway, listen. Caviar Tacos did an actually animated cartoon for this, and it is the fucking best. Mm-hmm. And let me, if you could find it for me, yeah. I would fucking not give you a raise, but at least give you a spiritual, verbal, I love you.
Sounds like a plan.
Wait till you fucking hear this. It's funny as shit. A lot of people have heard already. But I found this today. I was looking for some shit, and I found this today while I'm looking for some shit. Now, Anna, if you think it's stupid,
I'll let you know.
You just fucking be honest.
I won't
okay?
put it over if I don't think
I
it's
gotta
be
return
over.
A few texts. I'm gonna 3 minutes long.
This will be a good gauge to see if things like this age well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anna, because you know the show, you know me.
Yes.
And so but you gotta be honest, okay? Just don't fucking blow, you know, Will Kuntz fucking smoke up my ass.
I won't.
Here we go. I got text a couple things.
Oh boy. My first trip with my new personalized GPS system that allows me to use my voice to give me directions.
Take a red-eye turn after you pass the Giz-Ass station. 3 blocks from here.
Man, this is cool. Me, Bubba the Love Sponge, having my voice. That's right, me, Bubba the Love Sponge, talking back to me. And me telling me where to go. So cool. Nobody can tell me where to go better than me.
Take a Liz after the light, then gas her up to 90. You're a professional race car driver. You're the man.
Oh, yeah. This personalized BTLS GPS lets me be me. It's the bomb. Me loves me.
Now, audibly, it's pretty funny. Yeah. But if you saw the fucking cartoon. Oh, but you saw the cartoon, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, so much better.
This is one of Tyler's favorite bits.
It was, yeah. Now that I think about it, so the cartoon that I'm thinking, it might be the Trunks song cartoon.
It is.
It's similar, yeah.
Yeah,
it's just like that, right?
Yeah. It's just like that.
I'm Cuzzy, you've been working out? Why don't you make a hard right so I can check out your tricep definition?
God, I love this. GPS in my car. Who's the mackest, daddiest, got his own racing team, Hulk Hogan's bestest friend, radio superstar?
That would be me, of course.
What do you mean, you? It's me.
Turn left in 1.2 miles. Time to pick up some buffalo chicken dip.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot.
Turn Rizite in 150 feet.
Shut up! I know where to get buffalo chicken dip. I can smell it from here.
I know you know where to get buffalo chicken dip. That's why you look like a fucking manatee.
Shut up, me. We're talking me to me. Me.
Don't forget to take out the ignition key and shove my house.
Oh, meself is really pissing meself off.
Shut up!
Don't tell me to shut up. I made you me. Without me, you're nothing, me.
Oh, yeah. You're a real big shot. Rocking Dayton, Ohio. I got boils on my ass bigger than Dayton.
Oh, kick your ass, pussy.
Oh, you're a regular tough guy. Threatening to kick a mechanical directional device's ass.
Come on, let's fight.
Why don't you go home and have sex with your wife so she can fake an orgasm? Because you know she only married you for your money.
It's a shoot.
Fat ass.
I swear to God, I'm gonna Craig the Bulldog pull you out and smash you with a hammer.
Why, Craig the Bulldog? You're too much of a pussy to do it yourself.
Oh, I'm calling Craig the Bulldog right now.
Oh, don't wrestle me up with your own personal handyman, you pathetic, pretentious son of a bitch.
Shut up, pussy. You just wait till.
And you know deep down, but this is probably the way Manson really felt about me.
Yeah.
All of his bits started to get a little just a little too hard. Yeah, a little too real.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on. Oh, I hit the wrong fucking button.
I get home.
What are you going to do? Dismantle me with a Bubba drill? Then open your Bubba door, stuff your face in your Bubba kitchen while you sit on your Louis Vuitton stool, then put on your Bubba jammers and go to sleep on your Sealy Bubba pedic mattress? You fucking egomaniac.
Wow. You, me.
Turn left, bastard.
Wow. I ain't listening to you. Me. I can make my own decisions. Myself. I'm turning right, me. I can't feel me legs.
That's because your pants are too tight. Fat ass.
Wow. Me.
Wow. Me too.
Anyway, the cartoon was very funny.
I think it would have been better with a visual.
Yeah.
I think that's the only way. I liked it, though.
It was a fucking shitty at best.
Everyone loved it in chat.
Did they?
And it's Tyler's favorite parody.
That's all that really cares.
He said it's a shoot.
So is Big Bird now trying to push the vaccine on little kids and Ted Cruz is full hot on the deal?
Yeah, it sounds like that. Yeah. He's saying it's propaganda, which it is.
It kind of is.
No, I mean, it totally is, but, you know.
I got the Big Bird. Oh, so Big Bird has its own Twitter, right? And Big Bird yesterday said, I got the COVID-19 vaccine today. My wing is feeling a little sore, but it'll give my body extra protective boost that keeps me and others healthy. Miss Eric R. Hill even said I'd be getting vaccination since I was a little bird. I had no idea.
That's gross.
That is gross. I mean, that's fucking...
Plus, that vaccine has not been approved for birds.
That's Hitler-type propaganda, is it not?
Well,
I wouldn't go that far, but it's not good.
Calling Jews vermin, but I mean, it's
what
not
I'm
good.
Saying is, didn't Hitler have a whole propaganda machine that he had talking about how good he was and how he was the man?
I mean, so did we during Vietnam War, you know, with the Japanese.
Japanese?
I'm sorry, during World War II with the Japanese.
Were we, like
that.
You know, throwing out pamphlets and
oh, we did all over Europe.
For real?
Yeah, we had, like, bombers that would fly over and drop candy bars and stuff, too.
Oh, where's that bomber at? Over my fucking neighborhood.
There's also...
Hey, did you hear about that big bomber that came yet to dropping bombs? No, it dropped fucking paydays. Where the fuck was I?
Well, there's people saying, too, that since he did it in 1972, then it's okay.
Who did?
Big Bird. He got a vaccination in 1972.
Not of COVID.
Well, no, but, like, they've always, like, kind of pushed when they have had vaccinations.
Oh, so you're saying that, like, you know, what vaccination did he get in 72? The mumps and the measles?
I'm guessing.
Oh, hold on here. Let's see here.
It's kind of funny. Something's going on down at the store.
Yeah, wait, let me try to find the GPS, Bubba.
I've been working on it, yeah.
I wonder what's... It's kind of funny. I mean, it's strange. I mean, there's all kinds of people, and they're all in a line, and they don't look like they're buying candy.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
There's a sign that says, don't wait vaccinate.
You know, said Josh. Well, just get out of here.
And there goes a boy with a balloon coming out of the store. Hey, what's going on here?
Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Hold on. That's not Big Bird getting one. That's just Big Bird noticing that there happens to be a vaccination.
Well, does he end up getting it though?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He probably walks in and gets it.
Well, it cut off. Let me only sent me.
Well, that's all they posted from the Muppet Wiki.
The most stressed out, anxious cities in America. Seattle, they're the most stressed out.
I think it's because the weather is so shit. I bet that there's a correlation between like shitty weather and people being stressed out.
Well, I'll tell you, the top seven: Seattle's number one, shitty weather. Houston's number two; they don't have shitty weather.
No, they just have
Boston's number three, shitty weather. Yeah. Philadelphia number four, shitty weather. San Francisco number five, beautiful weather.
Nope.
They don't have beautiful weather?
Maybe during the summertime, but it's like, it's really overcast because it's on the bay and everything. It's not great. It's 10 hours from where I live in San Diego, so it's really fucking far.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
North.
Yeah, it's like...
it's not Southern California.
Hold on. San Francisco to San Diego is like from here to the South Carolina-Georgia line.
Yeah, if that's like 9-10 hours straight.
Right.
That's the distance.
Isn't it about 7.5-8 hours to Atlanta?
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
So 2 hours north of that puts you right at the state line, I think.
Mm-hmm. And also just like money, stress about money because it's so expensive there.
Oh, yeah. That's what they're so stressed about was fucking money.
Well, aren't all those cities like that right there?
Washington, D.C., 6th, shitty weather.
Ugh,
Chicago.
Shitty people.
Chicago, number 7, shitty weather.
Shitty weather.
Phoenix, number 8.
Hot as balls, but yeah, better than snow.
Los Angeles, number 9, good weather. Detroit, number 10, shitty weather. Riverside, California, 11th. Dallas, 12. Nice weather. New York City, 13. Miami, 14. And Atlanta, 15. That comes in the cities with the most nervous and or anxious or on the edge, stressed out.
Well, wouldn't you say the top 10 is almost where all like the COVID things are kind of like
a big
deal?
No, the top 10 is all woke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The top
10
is just all fucking straight woke. Seattle's woke, Houston's woke, Boston's woke. To me, it seems all goddamn Democratic to me.
That's a lot of that.
And it's a recent poll.
I mean,
poll,
hate to be overly politically about this, but
you got to factor that in.
I think out of all 10 of those, all 10, 10 of 10 have Democratic mayors.
I think
not Miami, but yeah.
Well, that's like the top 10.
Top 10. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
And I think Boston just got a new mayor, and it was Boston's new mayor.
Yeah, it's Democratic.
The Woo, Michelle Woo.
Yeah, it's a Democratic. Phoenix is Democratic.
Michelle
Woo!
Seattle, Democratic. Houston, Democratic. Boston, Demo. Philly, Demo. San Fran, Philly, a Demo. Washington, D.C., probably the most demo of all.
Well, you got to think about, like, Seattle.
Chicago
remember,
at Lori Lightfoot.
Remember Chop?
Woo!
Remember Chop and Chaz?
Yeah.
The what is it? Capital Autonomous Zone or whatever.
Yep.
That Who? Shit. Chop or Chaz? Do you remember
they
that?
They renamed it every few weeks.
Debacle. Was that before fucking COVID or after?
No.
After.
What are you talking about?
When the Help Antifa me. Took over the city.
Oh, yeah, in Seattle? They took over a few blocks.
Seattle. Yeah. Chaz. Including, didn't they also, you're talking about Seattle, right, Anna?
Yes.
And they took over City Hall or, like, the police station or something.
Here, I got you.
They took over, like, some type of city-ran building.
I think it was, like, was it a police station?
Yeah. That's one thing they took over.
Yeah.
Yeah, how the fuck do the cops let...
Because they were trying to defund the police.
And they were told to let them.
Stand down.
And they did take over City Hall.
And they kept calling it like a festival, like a street block festival, when it was really like they were taking over the city.
It's a cop-free zone.
Cop-free zone. And they were
armed with guns. The police station is a cop-free fucking zone.
Yeah.
You guys lost your fucking mind.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they let it happen.
The most coppish zone of all should be the goddamn police station.
Oh, let's not get crazy, Bubba.
We're not fighting the military. We're not trying to secede from the United States. If we do,
this guy.
If it's covering six blocks.
This guy.
Then we're losing all the progress we're actually trying to make.
Who got punched in the left eye by Lummy?
If we do, then we're losing all the progress we're actually
trying to make. Yeah, it was by George Floyd protesters after the Seattle Police Department.
Blitz, if you're Bubba Judd, Bubba Grady Judd, you bring your boys in there.
Oh, yeah.
And you bring the riot gear, and you bring the tear gas, and you bring the fucking armored trucks, and you bring the deals, and you just sweep them right on down to the end of the road, and then you say, listen, motherfuckers, either you dispense or you're getting arrested.
How do you let them take the city hall, too?
Or you just let them take over the six fucking blocks.
Was the burning of the precinct, was that in Portland or Seattle?
No, that was in Seattle.
Where they burned the precinct?
And they took City Hall.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, all around the same spot.
That would last about one fucking second if I'm the mayor, police chief, or sheriff.
Look, go on the streets and protest all you want, but when you're trying to take over the city hall and the police station.
And in fact, if you want to protest right outside of fucking city hall, go crazy. Yep. Protest away.
Yep.
You can protest anywhere you want. The minute you start breaking windows, trying to take shit over, you're breaking the law now, and I'm into fucking, enforcing the law.
This is my first day manning the daytime barricade. I ran the nighttime barricade. We are not...
Like, this guy's gonna stop me.
...at all, really, like, how people are saying we don't stop anyone from coming in. We don't...
Including the cops.
You know, pat people down. We just let people come in and just be who they want to be.
Someone's for you.
Hello, my name's Pat McGovern. I want to walk in here and be a cop because I'm a fucking cop. I'm going to start copping out here. Blitz, they could have actually got off-duty cops who would have donated their time to go in there and start copping.
Yep.
Walk through the barricade.
Looks like MJ. Doesn't this guy look like MJ? A
little bit.
Someone's for you. Walk through the barricades, as anyone is freely allowed to do.
It's like E-board.
You'll see an atmosphere of people...
I see boarded up buildings
and
bullshit is what I see.
It's all
there was trash everywhere. People were shitting in the street.
I see a business section that's no longer in business. Right?
Yeah.
I see a place that probably 3 years ago was thriving and having a bustling amount of business. Looks like a nice area to me.
Walking around.
It's a nice part of Seattle.
We're moving in legality, and there's a lot of people who want to change the narrative to something that would make what we're doing illegal. We are not doing anything illegal. We are protesters, and so every day we have to get up and correct what someone did wrong or tried to establish or tagged all over the place. Or the
what the fuck has come happened
with his
to
eye?
Headlines that don't make sense. There's so much of that it actually deters, because then the type of people who come reflect the new narrative that's being spread online. So then we have people who are being agitators or aggressors or anarchists who want to fuck shit up, and that goes against what we're doing or why we're here completely. And we are not going to allow...
Hold on.
Yeah, that guy's not going
to
get...
...allow the conditions of people who want to detract from our mission to stop us from getting the equity or the leverage of the rights that we have.
So they go in and they tag everything, shit on the street... Trash the city. Yeah, that's all tag. You can't. That's illegal.
So this is one of the more central areas of the Black Lives Matter.
But if I come out, if I'm the boss, I get Larry Plummer and the fucking park department and the street crew with power washers, and we're power washing all that shit off, repainting the fucking streets, opening these businesses back up, cops on every corner.
Absolutely. Here in Seattle, you can see behind me. There's a very large mural that's now covering the street.
Meanwhile, the most, hey, we're going to fucking do our own thing, and they're the most stressed out city in the world. The reason why they're stressed the fuck out, because they're afraid of these heathens.
Yeah, because they got to deal with these assholes.
These fucking heathens.
Look around.
To me, it looks like a bunch of motherfuckers ain't got a job. Getting stimmy checks.
Mm-hmm.
You see families with children. A lot of music going on. There's a lot of live music at night. There's free coffee.
There's a lot of bullshit, panhandling, fucking hippie, gypsy.
But, hold on, Bubba.
Free coffee.
Yeah, you missed it. They're giving out free coffee.
Free coffee.
There are medical tents. There is the...
It looks like a fucking flea market, doesn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Pop co-op where everything is free.
We're getting supplies from everyday people. We're getting supplies from people.
Wow, nutritious food.
So it's definitely a movement by the people for the people.
I'm standing here kind of where everyone is.
Tent city.
Like, what are they doing, like, every day?
It smells like poop over there.
It's a pretty heavily occupied area.
Hey, who brought the car?
So maybe 100 tents. The center of this is the...
Oh, a little tent on top.
I was going to say, can you imagine...
The center of this is the garden.
Can you imagine trying to fucking sleep in this fucking...
No.
...thing on top of a fucking... RAV4.
Can you imagine you?
I'd fall right the fuck over that.
It's not it's garden got a garden area. Floor.
So this is about giving black people ownership of the land, allowing them to build their own self-sustainable communities.
Yeah, he's making a garden.
This guy's about giving black people their own land and building self-sustainable communities.
Okay.
Right here in the baseball field of the girls' softball team.
Right. Build our own economic system. This one in particular is we're trying to create space for BIPOC, so black indigenous people of color, to come and garden together and just, like, you know, create relationships.
What are going to be, like, 12 plants?
The BIPOC.
Is that going to sustain them?
Black indigenous people of color.
Hold on. A lot of black indigenous people...
A BIPOC.
You're going to have to go across the Atlantic for that, aren't you? Like,
if you break it down, if you really break it down, not in this guy's
black
world.
Black people are not indigenous to this area.
This
Seattle.
Not according to this guy. He's got a real fancy
fucking... I'm so confused.
A lot of situations where people are kind of forced to rethink how they live their lives.
Oh.
And, check. I'm thinking about how to live my fucking life a lot differently.
You know, we couldn't have asked for a better situation to... I guess I think a better time for this movement to occur. Like, the ground was ripe.
They just need a blitz.
Well, they got plenty of fertilizer because they weren't shitting
everywhere. Grady Judd would have had about 1 second of this bullshit.
Yeah, if that.
Back into the protest area of Cal Anderson, where a lot of people are hanging out.
Yeah, you know.
They brought their children.
The kids and the people that are supposed to be practicing on this field, they can't use it.
Nope.
For what this field's intended for. Instead, we have to have every fucking, you know.
And you got to remember, this wasn't like a weekend or like a Saturday. Like this
was like 3 months.
This
was like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Waiting for the events of the night to get started.
Chaz Chop is not Coachella. There's still a lot of work to be done, and there's still a lot of things that still need to happen before we just start lounging around and start relaxing.
Interesting.
I put this event on specifically because I wanted to touch on that, but also make sure that we're highlighting black indigenous people of color voices.
Black indigenous people of color. I don't understand what that means.
Would you please just say BIPOC? I mean, come on.
Come on.
Black indigenous people of color. Okay, yeah. I'm just trying to wrap my head around what's going on here, okay?
Also make sure that we're highlighting black indigenous and people of color voices.
What does that mean? Black indigenous people of color?
Well, what they're saying is it's used to refer to members of non-white communities.
Oh.
Huh?
That's what they're
saying. Why are they indigenous? Like, what is...
Well, it's just a way to say non-white that sounds cool.
Indigenous is just native to that land.
Hey, I want to join the non-white party. I hate white people.
These songs, let these songs give something to your spirit. You know, not your ears, not what you
like. That guy
with,
might be indigenous.
What you feel with.
Man, we've turned into a bunch of fucking monkeys.
I tell you what, there's nothing worse than you roll up on a drum circle going on.
Well, again, all this spray painting and shit in order to make it look, you have to repaint all over it. So how many millions of dollars in man hours mm-hmm. does the city of Seattle have to pay for to go to write to, you know, fix all this stuff? Blitz, I'd get my mini steer and my mini skid steer, and I'd just swoop up all that shit.
So,
all over it.
So these protesters were united behind three main demands, it seems. Number one, they wanted to cut Seattle's $409 million police budget by 50%. They wanted to shift funding to community programs and services in historically black communities. And number three,
all communities.
And this is the kicker, ensure that protesters would not be charged with crimes.
Actually, I don't think anyone
protesters should never be charged with crime. You should protest all you want peacefully. But when you start burning down buildings and taking over City Hall,
burn down a police station,
then we got fucking problems, buddy. Pat McCovern and Chad Gary are going to come fucking curb you.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about this place. They said we're out here to party. Nothing could be further from the truth. We are out here to come and rejuvenate and network and build
swinging mooks
as people to come and do something better. We are proving that right here in Seattle, the world can change.
So let's party.
It didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of like the jam they're playing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
If I was high, I could listen to that jam, but this mm-hmm. you guys are being fucking fools. Walmart is using fully driverless trucks to ramp up its online grocery business. What do you mean? They got a fucking truck that's going to show up with no guy in it?
They do like a 7-mile loop, I want to say, and there's no driver. Just automatic.
Are they doing this just in some test markets, or it's going to come everywhere?
I think it's one state. It's like I think it's in Silicon Valley. Is it Arkansas? I thought it was
this
a startup.
This program began in December of 2020 after getting approved from the Arkansas State Highway Commission.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's probably Blitz. Isn't Walmart based out of like Bentonville, Arkansas?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
So maybe they're trying it in little ass, you know, Bentonville first, right?
I want to know what Tracy Morgan thinks about it.
You're right, Bubba. They're operating in Bentonville.
So
it's a Silicon Valley startup.
So,
yeah.
So how does it work? Like, this truck shows up and like, do you have to unload it? Do you,
it's
like,
a 7-mile loop daily for 12 hours. They're loaded with online groceries and.
Now, Domino's, have you seen that thing that Domino's is going to do? Like, they're going to try it on college campuses and stuff, mm-hmm. and it's like this little fucking robot, and it comes up, and then you punch, it texts you your code and what door to open. Now, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I could see where you could do that in colleges and stuff, but I don't think that you could just.
There's a video.
What if a guy hits, like, what if a bad guy hits this guy?
Well, I mean, it's a car, so.
It's not letting me maximize Blitz. Just let you know.
All right.
Try it. I think the doors are locked. Can I get in and drive where I want to?
Drive it to your house with all the groceries?
Blitz, what are you doing? Hey, I just stole the fucking Walmart truck. You need some groceries?
I hope these fuckers order some good shit.
I got some really good shit in the back.
Jesus. Catch up.
I got whatever the fuck you need. Will you help me unload it, buddy? I'll be at your house in 5 minutes.
Deal.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is John.
Hi, John.
Hey, Bubba, I thought about, because I used to work at Walmart, and I got sent to Bentonville for the shareholders meeting, and they had showed how, like, the trucks that were driving and without the people in it, they were cool. There's cool shit. Yeah, you know, they were showing it like it was coming up in this year. You got to check that out. It's pretty sweet.
You okay?
Are you okay, buddy? Sounds like you're about ready to fucking, you know, like something, like lose your breath or have a heart attack or have a stroke or something.
No, I'm just out working. You know how it goes.
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
He's got the Marlboro lights.
Kitchen cabinet.
Oh, cabinets, man. That's tough work, buddy.
Yeah, I got yelled and screaming at some people this morning.
Yeah, no shit.
You know how that goes.
All right, buddy. Thank you for being Bubba Army out there and wherever the fuck you are.
I'm Cape Coral, Florida.
Cape Coral, love you.
John's Cabinet Magic.
Number one. Not to be confused with BC's Cabinet Magic.
Right, no, I know.
All right, so here's these fucking trucks. There's nobody in it.
No, and they show you how they load it and everything.
And Blitz, you know this motherfucker goes to the speed limit, right? So look at, he's already
Of course.
If it's 35, he's going 35. When really on a 35, you go about 50.
Yeah, but you know what, though, man? I trust a computer driving way more than a person.
No, true. Except they're going to go the speed limit, and nobody goes the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. I mean, do you go 65 on 75? No, but you go 150, and I see you, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, when I'm going slow.
And this fucking computer is Johnny by the book, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. he's not making a ride on Ray when he ain't posting or nothing. I back your fucking haunt lighting this guy up. Come on, buddy. The fuck?
No one even hears you.
Look, that freaked me out. Because they,
you're
know,
driving
they,
by
they,
it?
He'd be like, hello? There's a fucking ghost driving a Walmart truck. I swear to God, I'm not lying to you. I don't believe in UFOs. I don't even fucking believe in ghosts. But I swear to God, there's a fucking ghost driving a Walmart truck.
Now, do you think it'd be better if they put, like, a dummy in there?
Yeah, maybe. A blow-up doll with some big tits.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Daily delivery runs, safe, efficient, and sustainable. Man, I'm telling you, man, when we went to Taco, remember, Blitz, when we were coming home from Fort Walton Beach and we went to Taco Bell?
I do.
And remember, me and Dan sat there like the real fucking person was going to take our order, and you're like, no, it's over here on the
iPad. I was like, what are you guys standing here for? Like, what are you waiting for? Like, yeah. What do you mean? I said, you got to go over here and go order.
They got these big fucking iPads.
Kiosk.
And you put your...
Oh, is it like how McDonald's is now?
Yeah. Every place is like that.
Humans are being replaced. Listen, you want to fucking stay home? Great. They're only developing technology that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
We're having more children and more people that need jobs, that don't want to work. But we're also developing technology where we don't fucking need your lazy ass anymore.
Yep.
For real.
Yeah, I saw it was kind of a funny meme the other day. It was Walmart's getting Christmas off so both cashiers can stay home with their family.
Look how slow this motherfucker is. I would be losing my mind if I was behind him. At the end of the day, Blitz, I mean, they still have people that got to load it, but that's probably going to happen.
I hate the Walmart shoppers. They have those giant carts.
Because they don't give a shit about
they
you.
They don't give a fuck. They let that shit in the middle of the aisle, and they don't care. They walk around and get what they want, and they don't give a fuck.
All right, so you go and punch your number in, and then it says, okay, this door opens. I want to see how it gets to the consumer's place.
Well, I left at night, and now it's daytime, so it took a day. Fuck,
he's going 10 miles an hour.
Yeah, because he goes fucking 10. Literally.
Oh, it's night again, so it's been 2 days now.
Hold on. Every footage I've seen, he's got a pile full of cars behind him.
Yeah.
And look at these guys. They're like, what the fuck is going on? It's 35, but everybody goes 60 here. Johnny, 2 mile an hour corner, too. Fuck that guy. Blitz, I want to see this thing going 80 down the fucking highway.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I want to do is I want to step out in front of it and get hit by a Walmart truck.
Have you been, Blitz,
how much kind of insurance they got?
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Have you seen a shit crick?
You wouldn't get hit that hard because it's only going 2 miles an hour.
Yeah, but I would totally fish flop. Well,
oh, I know.
Did I see what?
You need to get in your sister's car and drive, and actually maybe in Tark's car, I don't know, but drive to like an intersection and then go to the autopilot screen. And anytime anything happens around you, it's on the screen in digital form. Like anytime a car, a truck, a bicyclist.
It records it too, right?
It does.
I think it records.
But digitally, computerized, it knows what's a car, a truck, a big truck, a bicycle, what color the lights are at the corner. Like it knows all of that. It shows it to you.
My sister doesn't let me drive her car.
Well, maybe you can sit in the passenger seat and watch it.
And me and Tyler are thinking about moving out.
You've been threatening that for a while.
I know, but we're really thinking about after Christmas getting our own place. I think it's time for me to get my own place spread out.
Spread your wings and fly?
Yeah, Tyler says you should move
that
out.
That way I can get some cricks. Living with your sister puts a damper on your cricket game.
Oh,
your
I bet.
Your sister and your son.
Yeah, both
your
of them need to find their own place. I can't even roll around with my balls hanging out like I like to, because you don't know if
well,
Tyler's there.
If you
there.
Leave and get your own place, Daddy, I'll just stay here. Two birds and one stone.
Out. Yeah.
If I got my own place, Tyler, are you going to come with me? Or do you want to come with me? Are you and Ace talking about getting your own place? Like, where do we stand on all that?
Well, you told me last time we talked about this that I got to come with you.
And that means I don't want to.
So what do you want to do? Like if you had your own...
Yeah, what do you want?
Do you want to live with me or do you want your own place? Just be honest. This is just talk, guy talk.
Think before you answer.
Yeah.
No, I know. Go with you.
No, there's no going with me, motherfucker. What do you really want?
You want to go with
me? I
want to
be with you, Daddy.
I want to be with you, Daddy.
There you go.
Fucking liar.
Fucking
liar. I want to be with you, Daddy. He is like the guy from like Smokey and the Bandit. He is like that, isn't he?
Yeah. Daddy, I lost my hat.
When I see your mom, I'm going to punch you right in the fucking face. What's up, Shorty? Shit.
Oh, there's Bubba.
Please hit me. Please hit me. Please just break. Just hit me hard enough to break my leg.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's got
to
be a
million. Not to kill you, but yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be $1 million from Walmart.
Fuck yeah.
Blitz, I want to be standing on the side and it just veers right all of a sudden, hits me like it's not even my fault. Like I didn't even run out in front of it. I want it to have like a malfunction and hit
me. Tracy Morgan got about $90 million.
Oof.
He did?
Yeah, but Walmart. He almost died as well.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
But he's good as fuck now, ain't he?
Nah, he's not really.
He's fine.
But he's not.
Well, I mean, how about I get hurt enough, $45 million? Okay. I don't need $90 million. I don't even need four. I just need like $10 million.
We can arrange that.
We just need to get David Hernandez to start working for Walmart again.
Oh, so David Hernandez wanted to know if we're going to provide transportation for him. To the event.
Mm. Yeah, we can send Will with the golf cart over to his house in Brandon or whatever.
Yeah.
No, we don't provide... no.
I know, but he's like, you know, I'm David motherfucker Hernandez, and okay. I qualify for the meeting.
All right, David, Bubba will go drive you. Go get you. I'm sure he can find somebody that'll go pick him up, but, I mean, we're not involved in that. I'm sure there's a Bubba army that'll go get him, but...
But he probably needs to be, you know, getting... David, you need to be getting a hold of, like, you know, the council.
Right.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but we can't be involved in that.
Yeah, fuck it.
Till something happens. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think we had a great little fucking show here.
A little after show.
Nice little soiree.
I think we did.
I'm excited for Saturday, I'll tell you that much.
Me too.
And you know that I'm riding with Anna. Did you know that?
I know. And I'm so happy to hear that. Because it's so fun.
And I'm partying. I'm just going to let you know that.
I know.
Good deal.
Blitz, you're on the Secret Service, Clade?
Yes.
Perfect. Lummy 4?
Yep.
See you tomorrow.